Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's March 9th, 2007. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, I am extremely curious. What you said in yesterday's message is phenomenal. What happened to all this energy you released when you went into the afterlife? It didn't go to waste, did it? That would be terrible.
Of course not, Alora. God would never permit a waste like that. The energy was gathered up by the apostles' spiritual workers, added to and given to them at Pentecost. That is where the energy for Pentecost came from. God never wastes anything, Alora. He uses all the power that we have over and over again. It's recycled and reused time and time again. The power that you are distributing to the people in Ellsworth is part of this same power. It has grown over the ages and is part of the power that the kingdom of God uses to help mankind. It is used over and over and over again, Alora. God would never waste such power. Such power has to be conserved and used wisely. It is amazing what we are able to do with such power. But no, Alora, that power was not lost. It was gathered up and it was used again. And it is used again and again and again. That is a marvel of God's power. It never disappears. It is used, it is recycled, and used again. That is why we are so much superior to the creatures of darkness. Their power is only temporary. They can only use it once, and then it disappears. But our power is continuous, and that is the glory of God, Alora. That is the wonder of God.
Like I mentioned before, Nazarene, the kingdom of God is best at reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Yes, Alora, we began the process. Have you ever noticed that the items that are the most easily recycled are the ones that will carry psychokinetic energy, and the ones that are a total waste won't?
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. If you're interested in the paranormal, Alabama Paranormal Talk Radio is right for you, with host Dr. Jimmy Lowry and his co-host Heather. You can listen online at www.apsrradio.com. Be sure to check it out, and don't forget to find out about their DVD, The Haunted South. You can even listen to free archives. Great stuff. We're back. Wow, Nazarene, that's totally incredible. You mean the power that I poured out to the men of Ellsworth and the power that Demetrius poured out to the women was the same power that was given to the apostles at Pentecost? What a gift.
Absolutely, Alora. Aren't the ways of God wonderful? This power has grown over the ages. It is throughout the world now. It is the power that every true Christian evangelist uses. Everyone that is speaking the truth. Of course, the fakes don't have it, and there's far too many of them. There's far too many false prophets, especially on these sick TV evangelist shows. I hate these things, but that's not a good thing for me to say. Hate is not a word that I should use. I dislike these things because they are against the glory of God. But yes, Alora, this is the same power. God never lets anything good be destroyed. It only grows. It only becomes more powerful. It only spreads. All those that truly do God's work are tapped into this power, are using this power, are using the same power that the apostles used, are using the same glory that the apostles used. This is the wonder of God, Alora, that nothing good ever dies. Evil fades away, goes into nothingness, disappears forever. But good never disappears. It only grows and continues and becomes more and more powerful. And that is the wonder of God. That is the glory of God. Those who hate, those who despise, fade away and disappear forever. But those who love receive God's power and go on forever.
Just more and more amazing, Nazarene. Just more and more glorious.
You are a part of God's glory, Alora. You are a part of His wonder. You have yet to see the amazing.
We'll be back again.